All right, y'all, it's the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome on into another episode of the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast. We are joined tonight by our good friend, Jacob Earls, also known as Fun over on Twitch, and the owner of the channel Fun Boxing over on YouTube. Guys, if you do not know about Fun Boxing over on YouTube, make sure you head on over and check out the channel. He's got something going over there. Fun is a boxer, and why don't you tell us a little bit more about yourself when it comes to boxing, Jake?
With the whole boxing thing, I've always been into boxing since I was a little kid. But I started training off and on when I was in like eighth grade through high school. But I didn't take it as serious. I wasn't seriously trained. I just thought I was training, sort of thing. And then I started partying. Family happened. So I gave up boxing completely.
Yeah.
And then as I got older, probably about 7-ish years ago now, I was like, you know what? It's now or never. My dream was always be a professional boxer. I was like, if I don't do it now, it's never going to happen. So that's the journey I'm on now, is getting to that professional route.
Now what's the end goal? Is are you gonna feel like you have accomplished your goal? Oh, by the way, everybody.
Yeah, my bad. you guys are going to hear a parrot in the background. He is 100% a parrot.
100% a parrot.
There he is. There.
Living in a big city here, and you know, he's got this cool parrot with a nice tail feather over there.
He has a weird birth defect, man. He's just strange. He looks a little weird. But anyways.
So you're saying, like a cock, but it's okay.
Love it.
You're saying, what's the end goal?
Yeah. So what's the end goal? Will you feel accomplished if you get to the point of having one professional fight out of the amateur level into the pros? One professional fight. Is that the end goal, or what do you want from it?
I would be satisfied, but I would like to have I'm 31 now. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to have a very lengthy career. I'm not going to be a world champion at this point, but I would like to have some sort of a career. But if minimum, I get one professional fight, I'm satisfied. But I want to see how far I can take it.
I would totally agree with that, man, at this point. Cause you know, they say boxing is a young man's game. And I remember I took some boxing classes when I was 27, just classes, man, just to try to get myself into shape. Yeah. And, you know, the guy who ran the classes, he would manage fighters, right? Amateur fighters. Yeah. And he was telling me the same thing, because I told him, I was like, you know, one day I'd like to have at least one fight just to see what I can do. And he's like, you know, you're getting a little old. And then my dad said the same thing when I was taking those classes. He's like, you're a little old for boxing, aren't you? But I mean, like, you see all these people out here doing it now. I mean, look at the guy that's got a big fight coming up against a celebrity here. You know, Anderson Silva's going up against a huge boxer. And how old is he? Yeah,
he's pushing. He's not 50 yet, but I think he's close to 50.
Yeah, he's close.
Yeah, he's
and then 40s. Mike Tyson fought at 54. Mm-hmm. But then again, Mike Tyson's the exception to the rule. He's not the rule. He's the exception. He's like a superhuman at this point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are we talking that last fight that he had, though? That was
against Roy Jones, yeah.
That was like a big hugging
professional
match,
fight.
Yeah, or, yeah.
Like a tickle fight.
That wasn't sanctioned, right?
That was an exhibition. No, yeah, it didn't count towards anybody's record.
So what's your amateur record right now?
Okay. So how boxing works for amateurs? Technically, like I like to say, I had 9 fights because I had 2 tough man contests. Do you know what those are?
Yeah, I've heard of them.
The tough man contests aren't sanctioned, aren't recognized as real fights. But to me, I got punched in the face and I punched people in the face, so I count it as a fight.
That works for me.
So as far as my official amateur record through USA Boxing, I have 5 fights. And I've won 3 of those.
Okay, that's what I thought. And I told you the other day, man, I've watched the film that you put up of your last couple of fights, and you can really see your improvement. Not that I'm like some professional boxing analyst or anything, but you could definitely see the work that you're putting in, man.
Even if you're not like someone who studies boxing, most people could tell if someone's a good fighter. You know what I mean? Like you can see improvement.
Yeah. So. For sure. So what got you into it? What got you into it in the beginning? You said you started around what, seventh or eighth grade? What?
I've always wanted to. Since I was a little kid, my dad kind of beat that in my head because my dad wanted me to be a boxer. It was a thing that his dream that he didn't ever like shoot for, so he pushed it on me when I was a little kid.
Okay.
And then from there, it just became my passion.
So kind of his missed dream. He kind of. Yeah. Not aggressively pushed onto you for any reason other than the fact that he loved the sport.
Yeah.
So you grew to love it because of that. I got you. So I kind of want to go back to what we were hitting on before with Mr. Silva.
Anderson Silva.
Dude, when I heard I have to play this eventually here. But when I first heard about this fight, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Like this guy. Yeah. You can tell me more about Jake Paul because you're going to know more than I do about his skill.
Unfortunately, I've seen too much of this guy.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to share the one thing that I see first, okay? Because I want to go back to his fight against Tyron Woodley.
Which one? He had two fights with Tyron.
Okay, the one where they're saying that it was rigged.
The first one, he won both of them. The one where he knocked him out. The last one.
The knockout.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm gonna share this and let everybody look at this. This is a slow motion film that I found from it. Jake Paul against Tyron Woodley. And the first time I saw one of these videos, they're saying that he tipped his hand and basically told Woodley when to take a dive. So I want to hit that first before I get onto the Anderson Silva thing. Okay, so we're gonna put this up. I want you to look at it and... Everybody that's watching this live or watching the video afterwards, please watch Jake Paul. He's got the white gloves on. Watch his right hand. Watch his right hand in this slow motion video, okay? Because I think something a little weird's going on. Kind of right before he turns his hand, he goes from here down to here.
Now, it does look suspicious, but I think that is more of a nervous tick. That somehow caught Woodley off guard to make him lower his hand. Maybe he thought Jake was going to go to the body because he already had.
I was
going to
say because that hand immediately came down when that happened.
It looked like he was trying to cover up his body. I don't think Jake meant it, to be honest, as a fake out, but I think it faked out Woodley.
So then, was it the first fight between them when Woodley knocked him out and held him up?
Yes, that's the first fight. Where people,
I don't have that video up. I forgot about
that
one. That
he carried Jake through that fight, which
he absolutely caught him. He was out. He was gone.
He bounced off the ropes and landed on Woodley.
Yep.
I don't know. I didn't get as good a video as I thought. I popped up there for that fight there with the knockout. The video that I watched
seen it before
earlier, like you could see, he kind of like really turns that hand and then comes up. It just looks odd. So now he's going into this fight with Anderson Silva. I want to know, first off, how this happened. Who reached out to who? And how is this just because Anderson Silva needs to make some money or what?
I think it's a little bit of both. Like, unfortunately, I don't like Jake at all. Really,
I don't like
Jake
either of them.
Yeah, I've never been a big Silva fan either.
Yeah. But
no, either Paul's,
yeah.
Oh,
Jake
okay.
or Logan.
I don't like either one, but Logan's more likable than Jake is. Like, I dislike Logan, I hate Jake, if that makes
fair enough
things clear. But I will give Jake Paul props. He knocked out Willie. I don't think anybody's getting knocked out that hard on purpose. Like, that's a legit knockout.
I mean, for the right price. For the right price,
he already has money, I would imagine.
Yeah, but when you have money,
yeah, but why are you taking fights like this? Because you want to make the money,
true. But, I give Jake props. I forget where I was going with this, but, with the Silva and Jake, I think he's always going after retired old UFC fighters, right?
Names. He's going for the names, right?
Yeah. Which I understand. He's trying to play it safe, but also make money at the same time because he's in a tough spot because he's a big celebrity name, unfortunately, with limited skill level. So he can't fight somebody who isn't a big name, but, you know, so he has to fight a particular star status, but he also has to fight a safe fight to where he's not getting knocked the fuck out. So it's a hard matchup to find him a fight. Silva, yeah. I think this might be it for him. I think he might messed up.
Okay, so I want to address this from Scoobs in chat here. He says that Paul will beat Silva at a boxing match. Now, before Anderson Silva became... Now, I said I want to address it. Hold on a second. I said I want to. But anyway, wasn't Anderson Silva a world-class kickboxer before he got into MMA?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Which kickboxing is a little bit different, but it's close enough.
Yeah, it's boxing using your legs.
And he had two boxing matches before this, which one of them, Ortiz, was terrible. I don't really give Silva much credit for that one. But who's the second one? Chavez Jr., I think, who's actually a really good name in boxing. I believe he was a champion at one point, and he knocked him out. So Silva still has it. He has that knockout power. And he's very defensive-minded. But with his old age, I question how hard he can get hit. That's my biggest concern with him.
He started to show that in his later fights.
Yep. That's my biggest concern.
After he broke his leg, he couldn't take hits.
Yep.
But, like, going back to what you said about Scoobs just remembers Silva in the UFC where he was known for his feet.
Most people only know him from the UFC.
But he had power behind them hands, and they were quick when he had to use them.
Yeah, and the other thing about Silva is he's very agile, man. I mean, I know he's older now. I know he's older now, but I don't know, man. I feel like all of Jake Paul's fights, there's something awkward about him. Where did he come? Someone explain to me what he was before all this.
From my understanding, he started out on Vine back in the day. When Vine was a thing,
right?
Transition to YouTube, and then this whole boxing stuff started with KSI. It didn't start with the Paul brothers. It started with KSI. He fought somebody else from London, and then when he beat that kid, he called out Jake Paul, like in the post fight interview. But Logan stepped in because he's big brother, and fought for Jake. And then that's when everything popped off.
So he's basically just like a social media celebrity.
Yeah.
Content creator celebrity. Is that?
Yeah.
That's how both of them made it.
Yeah. And him and his brother do the exact same thing.
So with the content creator thing being mentioned there, I want to pop up a video that I have found on Fun's boxing channel. And I really like this one because I like the call out. So, we're going to play this for people. And guys, if you share this live stream, you share the video afterwards, you share the audio version, let people hear it. And let's see if we can get Fun Jake here his wish. All right.
Yeah.
No audio.
Can't hear it.
Why? All right. Now I'm upset because I had this all clear and ready to go.
Did you
hear the last one? You heard the last share, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. It's on the same share screen. I just can't.
This happens with my stream every time. I don't touch nothing, but somehow stuff gets jumbled up and all messed up.
We'll remove. I guess I get to share one video.
The video is muted right there. On the video. You have it muted.
Well, now I do. I just muted it shut it off. But I don't understand, man. This happens from time to time. I guess I get to play one or two videos. And then I have to do another share screen and pick the audio file for me again. I don't know, man. It's driving me insane. But we'll try it again because I want everyone to hear the cool call out. And we're going to do it. And you're going to tell me.
And this is before my last fight.
Yeah.
You know, I've been trying to crack into... We're good. for a while. I've been promoting Twitch boxing, where I stream some of my fights, talk about some fights and whole boxing. You know, I'm very passionate about boxing.
I'm a little behind, but it's there though.
And I've been trying to crack into the whole influencer scene. I checked 2 out of 3 boxes, right? I'm a creator. I'm a boxer. That's 2. I'm lacking the following. To be honest, I'm lacking that. And you need a following for this.
You guys, make sure you go help them out with that following. Fun Boxing over on YouTube.
That they have.
It's the only thing we're missing.
So if you want to see me beat up some of these YouTubers, these influencers, you want to see me get in the ring and go toe-to-toe with some of these familiar faces that you may like or not like, and you just want to see get beat up, I'm going to ask.
I love it.
Share this video. Share this video all over. Get it seen. Because I'm telling you, dude, like, I'm not trying to overcompensate. I'm not trying to be egotistical. But from what I've seen tonight, you know, there's some talent there. Don't get me wrong. There's some talent there, but I would be a fucking problem for a lot of the guys in this whole YouTube boxing scene. I'm fucking telling you, dude. I would cause fucking waves. I would be the man they want to fucking fight or don't want to fucking fight, depending if they're man enough. I'm telling you, dude, I will fucking lay motherfuckers out.
What fight did you watch right before this?
This was the KSI event.
This scene.
Where he fought 2 people.
Man. Let's do it. Fucking do it. Let's fucking get all the voices out there.
I love the confidence.
Motherfuckers know that fun.
I love the confidence, man. Dude.
What's now? Dude. What would the size difference be? On camera, he looks like he's a pretty decent sized guy.
Yeah, KSI himself outweighs me, but he had a whole card of different people because I fight at 150.
Okay.
That's my weight. This last fight, I moved up. Not on purpose. Okay, so we want to get into this last fight?
Sure. Yeah, happened. Tell us about it.
Okay. So back in February, I fought this guy. The same guy. And for this fight, he was 175 for that fight. I knew he wasn't very good. So my coach said, it gave me the okay to fight him. But we had to wear ankle weights. Or I did. And cheat the scale. Because I was 150, he is 175. So I wore ankle weights our first fight. Still beat him. Actually beat him a lot better than I did the second fight. So fast forward to this past, or right before this past weekend. He was supposed to fight somebody else 10 days beforehand. That guy dropped out. They called me and said, hey, this guy wants a rematch. His opponent dropped out. Would you mind fighting on the 19th? I was like, sure, why not? So I had a 10-day notice. He dropped down to 165. I was eating because I wasn't really training for a fight. So we met right on 165. So we're even nice. This time. And I still beat him.
Yeah, you got the remnants right there. If anybody's watching live, you could see on Fun's, that's your right eye, right? Or is it mirrored?
Oh, yeah.
Got a little bit of a shiner there. Healing up, battle wounds. Fucking love it. But oh, that's awesome. Congrats on the win again, though. That was awesome. I liked watching the replay of that, man.
I got to give him props. Like I said, the first fight was very easy. I'm not going to lie. It was an easy fight. He came back with a chip on his shoulder, I guess, because he was trying to prove himself from the loss. And he fought hard. Like, he was a completely different fighter that time around.
Yeah. And then the last few seconds of the fight, it was like the brawl, you know.
Yeah,
balls to the wall.
They always do like a little like a bell ding for the last 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. And it's like a weird like mutual agreement. Once we heard that, it was no defense. It was just rock 'em sock 'em robots.
Yeah.
Just going at it.
I fucking love that, cuz you see that a lot in the UFC, man. you know, cuz the UFC, they use the water bottles. They tap the water bottles. You hear that. It's 10 seconds left in the round, and I was telling you, like, if it's a close fight and you're not really sure which way the card's going
to
go,
you might as well, right?
Yeah. You might as well just let them fly. I mean, don't leave it up to the judges. Go for it on your own, man.
That's what my problem, the fight before this, is the Golden Gloves. I felt I got robbed in that fight. And the third round, I was confident I was winning, so I kind of pulled off. And the ref stole it away from me.
Yeah, it's the same with any sport. You really don't want to leave. You don't want to leave the outcome up to the officials, the judges, yeah. the referees, anything like that. You want to go out and you want to get it yourself. I know at one point you were trying to get going with Twitch boxing. Are you still working on that?
I would love to. My goal is to one day have an event just for like Twitch boxing.
Has Twitch ever done anything like that?
Not that I've seen. I've seen obviously YouTube's on it. I've seen TikTok versus YouTube before, which that was a terrible event, but it still happened. But Twitch has never gotten involved. As far as I've seen.
So now what's your idea for Twitch boxing? What exactly do you want to do with that? This has been something I've heard you talk about a couple of times.
Mainly what I'm trying to build right now is just like a culture for it, like podcasts, discussions, training video or streams, and eventually full on fights where it's like just streamed on Twitch. Like you sell a show for Twitch and you just get streamers that so happen to be boxers to fight and stuff. That'd be really cool.
So basically content
that
creator
can get
against
legs
content creator.
Real quick.
Yeah. That's a pretty cool idea, man.
Every time I stream my fights, people show up. Like it's my best streams usually.
Yeah. So with all that said, you are into content creation yourself. This is why you're thinking about Twitch boxing. This is why you're on YouTube showing your boxing off on there. But I met you through Twitch, through gaming and stuff like that. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do with your content creation? Like what got you into that?
That's another passion of mine is just entertainment. Like I want to be involved in entertainment somehow, some way. And I feel like it was originally YouTube. I thought YouTube was the gateway to do that. So I had this channel that didn't really have a focus, just any videos I could come up with, maybe gaming, vlogs, or just random bullshit. Am I allowed to cuss on here?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know us, man.
Yeah.
you know us. So
I just put it on there and then trying to find what niche to go down. I never really discovered it on there. It turned into just a strictly gaming channel. And then I got really tired of editing one day. And I was like, why not stream? So I went to streaming. I was like, I don't have to worry about editing at all. This is amazing.
That was a good joke for a while, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because eventually you do. You still end up editing.
Yep. And then I go back to YouTube now. I swap back and forth. I stream every weekend. And then whenever I have content for a video, I make a video. So I'm still editing.
That's cool, man. Editing is my downfall, too. When it came to Twitch, I was never really good at editing stuff after the fact. I don't have a great editing program. I do have one. I just have the free version. It's got the watermark. You don't get all the stuff for it. And eventually I do need to purchase a better, I need to purchase a program, period. You know, I
use a free program. It's not great. It's like very bare basic cut, put title. It's all, it's called Lightworks. You don't have to worry about watermarks, but you can pay for the pro version, but the free version, you can only do 720p.
Okay.
That's the downside.
Yeah, that's not terrible though. That's not that bad.
That's how I edit all my videos. It's very basic cuts. You never hear that in the video.
I rarely hear Nugget when you're streaming, man.
I usually stream at night.
And he's out cold?
He'll do this for the first like maybe 30, 40 minutes, and then he'll fall asleep.
Are you on Central Time?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so you're an hour behind us. I completely forgot about that. So this is the reason for the time adjustment tonight. I completely didn't even think about that. Works for me.
Our show's just so damn popular, the fucking cock wants to be on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The parrot. That's true.
Goddamn parrot.
The parrot.
Cock
cam.
Oh,
man.
He has some art back there. You see that?
Did he make it himself?
No, one's like a Avengers poster, but with chickens. And then one's a Dr. Disrespect picture. but he's a chicken. It's all chicken related.
See, he knows he's being watched.
Honestly, weird thing. I've talked about this on stream. He will stare at the camera if it turns on. There's no light. There's no indicator that the camera's on. But when I turn the stream on, he will dead stare at it. Like, I don't know if there's like some infrared shit that he's able to see.
He's picking something up.
Well, it's that or energy. What about the sound? Because there's got to be some kind of
it could be a sound.
Maybe
like maybe that I can't hear that's so high pitched that I can't hear it. That could be it. I don't know.
Yeah, but or he doesn't maybe do it. Off some screen. Kind of ghost drawing the energy. You know, maybe he's checking out some ghosts.
Alice, who's in the chat, has mentioned that she's seen ghost orbs in my streams.
Yeah. Have you ever had any experiences at your house?
Not at this house, but you know, throughout life, I've had some stuff.
Yeah. What's the craziest one? Here we go again. Dude, I can't help it, man. This is the good video. Stuff. This is what I love, man.
I have a video. I don't think I can send it to you through Discord. And I don't think I have the controls to show it. On here.
That's okay. If you do have it and you want to send it to Fire, you want to send it to Jared, our producer.
I can do that.
Yeah. And if you need his email address again, he can drop it in our chat, in our private chat.
Should have it. Yep, I have it.
Okay, you have it. You have a video of whatever this is happening.
This is from work. I work at a very old school building. It was built in the 40s.
Oh, did I see this video before? Have you shared this before?
Maybe.
Somewhere?
I know I've showed it to people. I don't know if you've seen it.
I might have. All right, keep going. Sorry.
I'm just stalling time while I find it.
I feel like I remember this story. I don't know where I heard it. I don't know if I was in your stream when you were talking about it, maybe. Not
so
positive.
How freaked out am I going to get here?
It's not too it's crazy, but it's not too crazy. Where is this video?
For those of you who are listening, if you have your own ghost stories, please share them with us on any of our social media accounts. We are literally everywhere, right? You know that we stream live every week, alternating Saturdays and Thursdays. As of right now, we stream live on Facebook, on Twitch, on YouTube, on Twitter. You can catch us on any of those. Drop us a comment. Leave us a video. You could send an email to our email address, nonsenseanddeepthoughtspodcast@gmail.com. We would love to see it. Or you can even share with us your favorite ghost videos that you see from anywhere, man. Because I know if y'all are like us, you're on social media, you're catching these ghost videos, these UFO videos, alien videos. I want to see them all, man. So share with us your favorites. I would love to show them on here.
So to preface before we see the video, because I just sent it to Tony, he's getting it now. This building, I've experienced quite a bit, but I only have one video. A lot of this stuff is like noise based, which you could always kind of disprove that as something else. But I've heard doors opening and slamming, and I'm the first person. I open up the building. I get everything prepped for all the kids and teachers to come in. That's my job. So I'm hearing doors slam. I'm hearing like footsteps. Shit goes wild sometimes. I get there at like 5:30 in the morning. One time I was in my office, which is right next to the student bathroom, and I have access to all the cameras. So after I'm done opening everything up, I sit and watch the cameras for the teachers coming, because we live in like crackhead city. So I watch, make sure the teachers get in safe. Okay. So now we get the video. I'll get back to that story in a little bit. This is, me about to come in, and, I turn off the alarm system. It is a little bit long. I think the actual thing happens a minute in, but I didn't want people to see that there is any cuts. I wanted to show everything. So you can't say that I jump cut and something happened.
True. Always important with these videos. Yeah. Especially if it's a Sasquatch video.
Exactly. So while I'm doing this, I'm going down to the boiler room right now. So I'm in my office, and right next to my office is the student bathroom. No one in the building, but I hear the fucking stall doors slamming crazy. Bah, 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 bah. I was too scared to go check at what it was. I sat in my office and watched the parking lot and wait for somebody to pull up. Did not leave my office at all.
Wait, are you security or something? And you're afraid?
I'm maintenance, sir.
Okay. That's not my job to check this out.
That is true. All right, so I came up from the basement, and then I'm going to get like some supplies to put down to the basement. We had like a shipment or whatever the day before. So, yeah, I wish it was faster, but I don't want people to see that there's a cut. So, to that wall that you guys see to the far side there,
ooh,
there it just happened. That's the thing. That's a radiator grate that's protecting the kids from touching the hot radiator. It doesn't blow air. It's not like a blue air because it's a radiator. Also, it's locked with a key lock. So I come back and I witness, I like, what the fuck? How does that open? My reaction is kind of funny. So here I come.
I'm out.
I spot it right away. I was like, what the fuck?
What was your first thought when you saw that? Did you think someone was in there fucking with you?
I checked the parking lot to see if someone's there. I thought somebody was in the building. Like my first thing, look, I'm checking the parking lot. Like, what the fuck's on? And then I just stare at it for a
you're
while.
You're so confused. You're like, how the fuck did this open? Guys, if you're the ghost of Jimmy, he could be, man. Guys, if you're listening to this on the audio version, make sure you go check it out over on YouTube or on Facebook and check out this video, man.
So there, I'm locking that's it again. Funny. And that's all that really happens, just that gate opening. Like I said, it's a key lock, so I don't understand how it got open.
Right. Yeah, you're locking it up again, yeah?
Yeah. That's all the video is.
I wish I had more video like that of stuff that happens at my house. All I have are like eyewitness accounts and stories, you know. But we've done entire episodes on this shit before. Way back when we first started telling ghost stories and UFO stories.
I love ghost stories. I like watching. I like falling asleep watching ghost videos. Is that weird?
No. So
what's weird is falling asleep to serial killer shit and like falling asleep with a smile on your face. Oh,
listen, we'll get there.
Yeah, I know we will, but man.
At the end of that video, I almost think I saw a shadow walk by him.
Did you?
No way. Really?
Yeah, as you're
I'm
locking
that
up.
That, dude.
Jared, can you bring
never,
up the end
I
of that?
I never noticed that. Dude, you might have spotted
right
something.
Where he closes that?
Dude, there's stuff that happens all the time there. I say,
so now, what did
noise.
You say? What did you say was up with this building here? Like how
it's
old?
It's built in the 1940s.
Okay.
So it's an old ass building. So I guarantee you there's some shit that happened there.
Hey, we got some old ass buildings around here. Alice was saying something about the one she works in is definitely haunted. I feel like she might be talking about settlers.
Yeah.
That's what
dude, I want to do a live ghost hunt.
That would be cool. Justin, where are you looking?
Keep an eye on his shadow.
On his shadow?
Yeah.
On my shadow?
Yep.
Is it not my shadow? How fucked up would that be?
You're
that
not
shadow
moving that much and that... It, I don't know.
I think you were seeing things. Now we're watching the wall. Is that what we're watching?
I'm still watching it. Like, I'm struggling to get that shut.
Maybe it was just...
I'm still staring
know.
At
he's smoking something funny tonight, man. Look at you. Look, I love, though. You're, like, looking up along the wall above it. Like,
I'm so confused. And then I just go back to
Bethlehem.
Fuck it. Where I go into the creepy basement. The basement actually looks like a Freddy Krueger scene.
Does it really?
Yeah.
All the boilers and shit like that. Oh, that's neat.
So leave my serial killer shit alone.
Listen, man, I'm going to tell you. I know people love serial killer stuff. And they talked about it on my stream that I had last Sunday.
Yeah, that was
I was talking about. It was you and it was my friend, Amaze. She was talking about it too, how, you know, serial killers, you know, episode would be cool. And we've done it before. And I said it on that episode too. I think y'all are crazy for having favorite serial killers. That's a weird thing to have a favorite of.
It's wild.
It's not, though.
What do you mean it's not? Like,
what makes
this
weird?
Guy killed a bunch. This guy killed a bunch of people, and yeah, he's my favorite.
Did you like Dexter?
It's like you're cheering for a team.
You know, I know Dexter's not real, but like you root for him.
Well, Dexter's a different story because Dexter.
But he's a serial killer
that kills bad people.
But at the same time, have you seen the show?
In his mind, they're bad people. I mean, granted, he works for the police and he knows they're bad people, but. Yeah.
Have you seen You?
No, I don't think I watched it yet. I heard about that one. I haven't watched it yet.
I always compare it to the two, Dexter and You, because Dexter, you root for Dexter. You, the guy's creepy in hell. You hope he gets caught every fucking time, but he never does.
So,
I have to watch that.
Talking about how, you know, deciding whether Dexter is a good or a bad based on, you know, the fact that he's killing bad people.
Yeah.
There was something that happened. Where was it? North Dakota, I want to say. Somewhere out in the Midwest there. I think it was North Dakota recently in the last day or two. Someone ran down an 18-year-old kid. A 41-year-old man ran down and killed an 18-year-old kid. And he thought that he was perfectly fine in doing so because he said it was over a political argument. That's how crazy this world is getting right now.
That's wild. Dude.
That's the climate. That's the climate in our country right now. Is this guy thought it was okay for him to run over this 18-year-old kid and kill him because he claimed he was a Republican extremist. And when they took. He claimed the kid he killed was a Republican extremist. So in his mind, he thought it was okay to do this. So when they brought him, now he was drunk as hell, I guess, when he did it. Like his blood alcohol level was through the roof. But when they brought him in, he was having trouble figuring out why he was being charged with vehicular manslaughter. And what the fuck was the other charge? I forget the other charge that he had. But he, as of right now, he could face a minimum of 10 years in prison. I think something like that, where it's premeditated, you're attempting to run someone over, should be a
murder.
I know. I don't, dude. Listen, I don't know. I had, you know what? I had the story pulled up before, Jared. If you could find the story,
he must have a really good lawyer, probably.
Yeah. If you could find the story, Jared, and maybe pop that up, so I'm right on the information. But he could be out in 10, if he gets charged. That's if they don't charge him with murder and other things. He could be out in 10 years. He actually, I believe, was already out on bail. It was like $50,000 bail, and they let him out.
That's disgusting.
I can't believe shit like that. And then there's...
Fortunately,
oh,
people like that usually get messed with in prison pretty bad.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Like,
maybe
I like 10
years. That's 10 years of hell.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah. Yep. Man released after running over teen he deemed a Republican extremist, court docs show. Absolutely insane.
Yeah. It's
like to think that you're justified. And that's the
not,
climate that
the
we're
thing,
getting.
Yeah.
To. Like,
to not know what you did was wrong.
He wasn't charged with like, murder.
I could see, like, it doesn't make it acceptable, but I could see, like, yeah, I know what I did was fucked up. I don't give a shit. I own up to it, sort of thing, right?
Yeah.
But this guy's like, oh, what did I do?
Yeah, legitimately in his mind, and that's where we're at in society right now, where it's everyone's being pitted against one another, and the sides are becoming so far apart that they're so demonized that some of these people are just becoming brainwashed to think that it's okay to cause physical violence, physical harm to these other people on the other side. What they're really doing is they're dehumanizing everybody.
Yeah.
And add on top of it.
Doesn't matter what side
that
you're
town
on.
Is.
Yeah. Oh,
40
they,
fucking people.
The video that I watched earlier today, it showed the Google Maps like of now the first time I heard the story, it said that he was run down in an alleyway. I'm like, an alleyway? Okay, so it must be a bigger city. Then they showed the Google Maps image of the alleyway. It's literally like a tiny dirt driveway between this road and this road with a garage on it or a shed. I was like, Jesus Christ.
That's nuts, dude.
He actually left the scene.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He ran him over and he fled the scene.
And then he called 911 and returned, struck the pedestrian because the pedestrian was threatening him. He then left again before the first responders arrived. And he was found lying in the street, was rushed to the hospital, and later died of his injuries.
That's 100. And my problem is that should be murder.
Yeah. Yes. So it continues here where now a GoFundMe is set up to help them pay for funeral expenses because described the team as wonderful and loving, was taken away too soon. The fundraisers started to raise 20. So they're raising the GoFundMe for the victim,
I thought you were going to go the other way with that.
I almost saw that, but no. So he called again a short time later. They stated that he was getting chased again. So, I mean, he ran him down, said he was getting chased. So,
So the kid actually called his mother and asked her if she knew who this guy was that was chasing him, because they apparently had an argument. They had some kind of festival, whatever the town festival was, like some kind of dance festival or something. Okay. And they had an argument, and this guy started chasing him down. And he called his mom as he's running from this guy. And imagine being a parent in that situation. Imagine getting that phone call where they say, they're chasing me down. Who is this? They're going to kill me.
And then afterwards, that's the last conversation you have with your kid.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what sticks in your mind. Like for forever. That would stick with me forever. And I think the craziest thing is the guy that ran him over. He called 911. He's the one that called 911 and he told them that he just ran over a Republican extremist and acted like it was okay. I don't understand, man.
People in this world, dude.
You got Lydia in chat over there saying that ad saying drive less though, because when Jared popped up the story, there was a little ad that popped up. Must have said drive less. Oh man, that's too much.
The internet knows.
Jeez. There's a lot of crazy shit going on in the world right now. Here's another video I found. I'll show you guys. We were talking about it before we hopped on live here. But I guess because I was looking at news stories on Google, when I went to Facebook, they popped up some news stories. And there was a crazy crash.
Yeah, this is nuts.
Where this semi-truck had an accident. And they must have gotten an accident up on the freeway. And then it ended up barreling over the overpass. Just watch this video. Like watch right at the front of the truck when it's playing through. I should mute this. I don't need sound on this one. Just watch this one.
Yeah, we don't need sound for this.
If you watch the middle here, it's... Look. You see that? Dude, the guy got ejected from the vehicle. Honestly, I mean...
I'm hoping he was kind of out before he landed.
Right? Because when he lands, he just kind of gets engulfed. He gets engulfed in the flames as soon as he lands. Why is the news always sad shit, man? Why is it always fucked up shit? Dude. Why can we never... I was looking at stuff to see what we could talk about tonight, and I see nothing but negativity, man. There was literally zero good news that I could find, man. Seriously.
There's no such thing as good news anymore. Nobody will let it happen.
And it doesn't sell if it is.
Yeah, exactly. The good news doesn't get the clicks, man. The good news doesn't get the clicks. It's only the negative shit. It's only the divisive shit. That's insane. But you know what, guys? We do have some good news tonight. We do have some good news tonight. Yes. And it has nothing to do with the main media networks. You know? Our good buddy right here, my number one co-host, is closing on his house tomorrow.
Congrats, beautiful, man.
Thank God.
Beautiful.
Is this your first house that you bought in?
Yes.
Nice.
And the only one at this fucking rate. Jesus Christ. Yeah.
I told my wife back when we bought this one, I was like, I don't want to go through that again. That is a stressful experience. But Justin was not going to join us tonight because his mind was 110% on closing, on the house, trying to get that sorted out.
Now it's going to be switching to move mode.
Yeah. And you're not going to be able to move in this weekend, are you? You're going to have to... Do you have to do anything
to the house before you move in?
What's that?
You have to do anything to it?
No.
Okay, ready to move in? Nice.
No, yeah,
they took care of everything from the inspection?
Yeah.
Everything. Good.
Everything. So here's my mistake. Hopefully you didn't make my mistake. When we bought this house, we got it for very cheap because it was like a fixer upper. And I was like, I can do that. Then when we moved in, I realized I'm not handy with shit. No one ever taught me to do this. So
I feel that broken
for 7 years. I just, eh?
No, this is all recently redone.
Nice.
So I don't got to do shit.
Jake, I'm the same way, dude. Because we did the same thing. We bought our house, and it was a good deal because it was livable, but it had some things that needed to be fixed. Like I still got to put a roof on it. I got to change the front door and the back door. I have the doors. I've just never done them before. So if anybody out there is local and y'all know how to change a front door, swap out a front door, back door, hit me up. Let me know because I need this shit in
before winter. Watch a YouTube video. I've tried. Okay? It's not that damn easy.
Yeah. I'm good at some things. I'm not so good at others. But just like you,
I do have a rooster.
I didn't grow up being taught this stuff. So it's, I would have to teach myself everything. And as I've spoken about before, actually, I just talked about it last week. I am not a good book learner.
Yep.
I'm not good at book learning. I guess videos I could kind of do, but I'm more of a hands-on person. I need someone next to me that knows what they're doing that can show me how to do it.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Maybe one day.
But how are you going to do this then, Justin?
Because
you have to work all weekend, yeah?
Right, and I'll just throw all the small shit I can in my car once a day, and on the way home, swing by, drop it off.
So you know I have to work next week, right?
Correct.
So.
But you get out at 4:30.
So.
Will there be your pizza and beer?
of course.
Always payment for moving.
So you got all the small stuff and you only need me for a short period of time for the big stuff is what you're saying, right?
Yes. When we
you
get
know
to
what
that
I
point.
Hate? Cause I hate helping people move. And it's mainly because my older brother, this guy moves like every 3 months, it feels like.
Yeah.
And as of lately, the past few times, he asked me to help him move. So I get there and he hasn't even started packing yet. Like, we're moving today.
Oh, it's me.
It's like, dude, at least have the stuff in boxes.
You know what's funny?
Back
when he knew that his offer was accepted, my wife told him, hey, are you going to start packing now? Because it would be a good idea to pack from now until.
And I said yes, and I did.
And he's like, yeah, and he never fucking did it. Never did it.
Because there were so many goddamn bumps in the fucking road. I didn't know if it was going to happen. So I said, fuck it.
Just pack up everything you don't essentially need.
Exactly. And at least at that point,
I didn't do
worst
shit.
Case scenario, your fucking current house is organized.
Yeah. And you just unpack if you have to. It sucks, but.
Yeah.
We'll get there. I'll make it happen.
But yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you there, Jake. I am. I'm not a big fan of moving. So I was really hoping that this was our last move, but. More and more, I keep thinking about moving south. I would really love.
I always heard never buy a truck because you have to help everybody move.
Oh, look, yep. Lydia in chat is trying to help out with good news. Jared, if you can take that link and put that in and pop that up. Let's see what Lydia's trying to show us. What does it say? Hero uses drone to locate over 200 lost pups for free. We could use some lighthearted good news stories here. That sounds absolutely fantastic. My wife is in chat saying a U-Haul makes it so much easier. Just use a U-Haul. And she's right.
Yeah, it does.
But also my truck is, I mean, it's a truck, but it's not a huge truck.
Yeah.
So
I'm getting a U-Haul anyway. Don't worry.
Are you? Okay. Yeah, that's good. And she also says that you're not taking me for a whole evening. But I mean, it's kind of far away. So I would have no choice.
She's got no say in it. She'll be there too, picking out flowers.
All right, let's see what we got here. Dog lover was hailed after a real life superhero for using her drone to reunite families with their lost pups, most really just in time before a deadly storm. September 9th, she abandoned her shopping trip to rush home and launched a drone to search for a schnauzer before rumbling thunderstorm. let's see, 33-year-old rushed to the last known location within 20 minutes, spied the escaped pooch running down a residential road. When the 2-year-old dog darted in a nearby field and kept moving, she directed Jamie and his wife to the best spot for intercepting. The couple from the Clayton who adopted this adopted the rescue dog has hailed Erica as a real life superhero.
That's pretty cool. But now the title that I'm reading says used the drone to locate over 200.
Yeah, where's the drone so at?
Let's see.
Did she end up making this a thing after that first one? She decided that she's going to go help people. That's pretty cool.
The humble drone operator believes that she has rescued more than 200 dogs in 7 years.
Wow.
And has started a Facebook group where users share lost dog posts.
Miss Canine. There it is.
Well, see, Corey, if you would have just been patient and waited, the answer was in the fucking article.
It was.
But
I had to know.
Jesus.
When they keep on calling her a superhero. Did you know there used to be this real life superhero? I want to say he was in Portland, Colorado, maybe. I don't know. I forget where he was. But he went by the name Phoenix Jones. You ever heard of him?
Jones. I remember
real
the name.
Life superhero. Superhero suit and all. Used to like walk night time. They just stop and crime. It ended badly because he then ended up selling drugs towards the end. But at the time, it was really cool. He was fighting bad guys.
And is it like MMA? Is it like Kick Ass?
Yeah, very much like. I think I believe I could be getting them too mixed up, but I believe Kick Ass was made because of this guy.
Was it?
Or was this guy do it because of Kick Ass? I don't know. I'm not sure which one came first, but one of them inspired the other one.
Now, Kick-Ass...
Did he have a high top?
Yes. You found him?
Yeah.
There he is. That's Phoenix Jones. Ex-MMA fighter. Used to go, and he would record himself because it became a legal thing. And he would have a GoPro on his shoulder recording the altercations, making sure that he's not just beating people up out of just beating people up.
God.
And the cops let him have it.
Vigilantism at its finest.
Beautiful. Until, he became the villain.
Oh, so I do that weird laugh a lot. You know, I do it a lot when I'm trying to lead into something. I'm trying to give myself a second to think.
It's your segue.
It is. It's fucking weird. And I wish I would stop it, but it's just.
It's what you do. Now you have to put it on the sound pad.
Yeah, I should. I should record it and just get to. But yeah, so I started thinking about the opposite of the vigilantism bullshit now over in Illinois. Did you hear about the shit that's happening in Illinois now?
The purge, people are calling it purge.
Not so much the purge as where they're like decriminalizing a lot of things.
Yeah.
Jared, do you remember hearing about that? Can you find me the list of crimes that are going to be basically decriminalized, or it's not so much that it's decriminalized, but you're not going to have to post bail. It's going to be like a catch and release thing. And I believe murder was on that list.
I think that's what I've seen. That's why people are calling it the purge.
Wasn't it Chicago?
It's the whole state of Illinois. Yep. But yeah, Chicago is basically the main reason for all of it.
Chicago, which is kill capital.
Yep.
How is it living in your city, man? You don't have to tell everyone where you live, but you do live in a big city.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
I could say Cincinnati.
How is everything there? Like, is it anywhere close to like living in Chicago?
You have areas that are really bad. They really, really actually back bringing it back to serial killers. What's his name was from Vine Street. Actually, I could drive to the street, Charles Manson.
Oh, really?
I could drive to his house within 15 minutes.
See, I don't consider him a serial killer.
He didn't actually do the killing, didn't he? I guess. He was just like a cult master.
Right.
Basically.
Yeah, we got some areas that are really rough, and then some areas that are super nice, and then other farm areas. So you get a little mixture of everything.
Illinois is getting ready for changes that include eliminating cash bail.
That's insane. Does it have, like, I can't see it because it's a little blurry on my end. But does it have the list of crimes?
Let's see.
Every crime known to man.
Yeah, seriously. I couldn't believe it when I first read this.
Don't forget to get your tickets to prom take two.
Violent crimes, burglary, robbery, arson, kidnapping, and almost all drug offenses, DUIs, and even DUI offenses involving a fatality do not qualify for detention under Illinois' Safety Act. That's going to mean a lot of individuals are going to commit crimes and get released immediately, if not within a couple of days. Illinois is the first state in the country to abolish cash bail.
I want to know how you think that's going to end.
Terribly.
Yeah, not terribly. Good.
I just don't understand the thought process.
I would like to think that it's going to be revert back to normal after they see the spike and everything. Like, they're going to be like, okay, this was crazy. Let's go back to how it was.
But, I mean, it was Portland that fucking decriminalized every drug known to man, right?
Did they do that? I remember there was talk of that.
Dude, did you see pictures right after they did that? Portland was a fucking trash hole. I'm pretty sure it was Portland. But it was a trash hole. Like,
I want to know, like, honestly, I want somebody to tell me what the thought process would be behind this, but behind eliminating bail. Especially for the violent crimes, man.
For it. Like, what's the goal for that?
If you get arrested for a violent crime, you get arrested for murder, okay? And they are like, all right, well, we're going to process you, and then we're going to let you go. You have to appear for court on this day. If you don't appear, a sheriff will be sent to you, a constable will be sent to you, whatever. You're never seeing that person again. You're never seeing them.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I don't get it. But, Jake, they love your rooster camera.
Yeah, that's why I put on my camera. I heard theories that I don't know how true it is, but I heard that it's not supposed to really go into effect. We won't see the effects from it till after the election. So people are theorizing that they're doing this to make the next person, if somebody gets elected, to look bad. You're having all this crime and all that on their
Isn't that terrible? I'm going to say this.
I don't know how true that is.
There's got to be some validity to it. And it doesn't matter if it's from the left or if it's from the right. To use shit like this as a political tool is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care how anybody feels about Donald Trump. He did not get a fair shake at his 4 years. And now the first three years of his presidency were not all that bad. We saw good growth as a nation. You know, businesses were thriving. People were, statistically, homes were making more money. People were making, on average, $5,000 more a year under Trump.
Yeah.
Then you get the last year of his presidency, right? So he can run for a second term. The last year, COVID hits. There's all these mandates. There's all this shit going on, and it almost seems like they used it as a political tool. And it always happens every 2 years. People will say every 4 years for presidency, but every 2 years when you have an election year, again, doesn't matter what side of the fence you're on, because both sides do it. Both sides do shit to fucking make the other side look bad, and we're the ones that suffer for it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Just collateral damage.
It's horrible.
Right.
And you want to say that things aren't going to get better until we eliminate the two-party system, because there's more than two ways of thinking. But you know it's never going to happen, because the way our society is programmed is, like, there's this big, and Justin will agree with this, there's this big groupthink mentality. Right, Justin, do you want to talk about that thought process that we listen, or that, you know, or Joe Rogan talked about?
Not that wasn't Rogan.
It wasn't Rogan?
That was Brewer. The team?
Yes. It was Brewer.
So yeah, you got everybody you're brainwashed to think if you're one side or the other, that's all Absolutely. You can be, and you yep. do anything to back that team. And the what he's talking about is Jim Brewer referenced his favorite baseball team, which is my favorite baseball team, the Mets. Okay. I don't know how many years ago, 6, 7, 8 years ago, whatever, you had our star shortstop, Jose Reyes, and our star closer, I can't even say his first name, Familia, both got accused, and I don't know legally if anything ever happened, of domestic violence.
Okay.
And his point to that was, if it was his brother, he would instantly, like, and he heard about it, he would instantly say something to his brother like, yo, what the fuck are you doing? Cut your shit. That's not how you're supposed to fucking act. But when it came to the Mets players, it was, oh, no, they didn't do it. And then you catch yourself and you're like,
that bias, yeah.
What the yep. fuck? It's because you're rooting for that team. They can do no wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, now, not everybody's like that. Not everyone thinks like that. But you have, right. unfortunately, I think it's a majority of people. I think there's a good majority of people who have a hard time thinking for themselves. Like, they don't
it's
want
because the media shoves it down your throat. You yeah, can't they don't, be. They don't want their can't side be in the middle. It's and one
they,
or the other.
Yeah. They don't want to be. They don't want to be wrong. Nobody but wants to be wrong. They want to hold on to that right moral. Though. Exactly, and nobody wants to lose the moral high ground either in this day and age.
But we also know one side is never wrong.
yeah,
can't be wrong.
It's
but I don't know. Like the wise movie Men in Black taught us. One person's smart, group of people are dumb.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's actually really good. That's really good. And what's it was A Bug's Life, right? This is one of my, that's one of my favorite analogies in like any that. Movie ever. And I know y'all know the scene that I'm talking about. It's where the grasshoppers go back and they the head grasshopper is talking to the rest of them. And he's like, does this hurt? Throws one little thing at him. No. Does this hurt? No. And then he unleashes the whole thing and it just completely piles on the guy.
Yeah.
And he's like, when they find out that they outnumber us 100-1, it's over. If we all band together, you know, if we all come together, yeah. we gotta stop letting the media and the government divide us. Yeah, and it would be nice if we could abolish the two-party system, but it's never gonna happen.
They work, the government and media in that essence work for us. The government's there for us and the media works for the government. So
supposed to. But
yes, that's how it's supposed
they
to
they end up working us.
It's all power grabs.
Always. Always. And they always have something new to feed us. Man.
Yeah.
Coronavirus. Fucking monkeypox.
Monkeypox didn't take off that well, though. They failed on that one.
Nope, but they knew it was going to happen, and the first case happened in Pennsylvania where that fucking truck tipped over with fucking diseased monkeys.
I remember that.
6 months before the first case of monkeypox.
It's going to turn into 28 days later.
It's almost like those monkeys were released on purpose.
I got that video for you, holy.
You got a video?
He was taking them somewhere. Like, yeah. I think it was like 2 hours south of where his fucking truck wrecked, and he had no business being up that way.
Very true.
All right, our wonderful producer Jared got a nice clip
here
for
us.
Here
we go.
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one hand.
You're right. It's just one hand.
Yeah, boys, they're puny.
Puny.
Say, I fucking love this scene.
And this green is a puny little ant.
And the fact that it's a kid movie, like, they just nail it, dude.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about this one? Are you kidding? Well, how about this?
I love this scene.
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100-1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
Mm.
110%. Yo, thanks for pulling up that clip.
Which movie did you like more, Ants or Bug's Life?
I liked A Bug's Life better. I don't know. I think it's just the animation altogether. The story was a little bit better, but I remember the controversy when they came out because they were so close. It was Pixar and DreamWorks, right? Those were the two. Yep. Pixar and DreamWorks, and it was basically the same storyline. I don't remember what happened with that. How did they end up with the same story in the same year?
I think I've seen something. Again, I don't know how true it is. I'm talking out my ass, but I think I've seen a video that there was somebody who was working on Bug's Life that got fired.
That would make sense.
And he ran with the story over to Pixar.
And try to get on top of it quick before they could
finish. Yeah, race to see who could get done first.
So that
shady shit.
Oh man, I had it locked in. I had it ready to go and I lost it.
Damn.
I lost it. But no, it had fucked it up. Yeah, I done fucked up, Aaron. I had my thought and then I let it go. So you go ahead and take over while I try to figure this out. I had a thought on this.
Me?
Yeah, go ahead and take
it. I'm going to go back to Serial Killers.
What you got on Serial Killers, Justin?
That new fucking Netflix show.
Which one's that?
Dahmer.
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, it just came out yesterday. The first two episodes in. It's so fucking good.
Interesting. We're Don't watching let me... the new season of Dexter. Newer season of Dexter.
I have to watch that, too.
It's okay.
I got it. I'm not going to let it slip. I'm going to jump in quick. Yet. We can go back to Serial Killers, but right, I'm not going to let it slip again. But we started a revolution over a fucking tea tax.
That is true.
Look at all the shit that's happening nowadays, man. How much of your paycheck do you get to keep? I have a gripe now because we just got an email from fucking PayPal. We're getting sent a form from PayPal because we've collected over $600 on PayPal this year. We've deposited more than $600 on PayPal. And we have to fill out a tax form for that. Okay, so
heard about that.
My Twitch payouts go through PayPal.
So do mine.
Okay? Twitch payouts go through PayPal. I definitely earned more than $1,000 through that this year. So I was lucky enough to make some money on that this year. So now I have to fill out another tax form for it. But correct me if I'm wrong. Doesn't Twitch already take taxes out?
Yeah.
So you're getting taxed by Twitch itself. You're getting your income tax taxed right there on that check.
On top of getting, which people argue about the 50%. I don't care about that. But
no, because they give us the platform to use.
First off, they're taking 50, which is fair. I don't mind that. But then they tax on top of that. And then back to what you're saying.
And you're paying their tax too.
And then you pay, now you got to pay PayPal if you have over $600. But here's the fucked up part about the PayPal tax, okay? Or you have to fill out the tax form for PayPal. There are instances where we have taken money from other people and deposited it to our PayPal to pay other things for people.
Yep.
And it was never our money. It's not a payment we had received for any kinds of goods or services. It's just money that we took and deposited into the account. So
it's
what
easier that way. Yeah.
All the shit that we're taxed on this at this day and age, man. And we don't do anything about it. That's where that video from A Bug's Life comes into play, I think, man.
So what you're saying is we dump all the tea.
Yeah, we let it happen because we're like, oh, what are we going to do? What if I say something, it doesn't matter. But like that video says, if one stands up, we all stand up, we can make something happen. If all of us pool together, man, we can make something happen because this is out of control. This is absolutely out of control.
Well,
you've got to be careful what you deposit or you're going to get taxed on top of tax on top of tax.
This is part of that new Biden thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
The $600 because that's the limit.
Mm-hmm. That guy was telling me because he has his concrete business and he's affected by that too.
It's unbelievable. It's tax everything. And they made it seem like it was going to affect the upper 1% or the 1% more than anybody else.
Anything over $600 is not
anything
upper 1%.
Over $600.
Yeah, I barely have any money as it is, man. I'm barely scraping by. I make I pay my bills week to week. Now it's every other week because I get paid bi-weekly. How the fuck am I going to survive getting taxed on top of taxed on top of taxed, man?
That's all they're ever going to tax, Alex.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't benefit them to tax the rich.
Stuff in Oregon where they're not taking bail. That could be good tax money that criminals have to pay.
Yeah. Well, and all right. So I got two other things to touch on here. First, I'll hit the Pennsylvania BS. Did you see about the mileage tax that some states are trying to implement a mileage tax? So we our tolls, right? Our interstate is supposed to help pay for the upkeep and the maintenance of our roads. That's what the interstate's supposed to pay for. That's what your tolls are supposed to pay for.
Yeah.
Supposed to pay for that upkeep. So on top of that, they're going to keep these tolls, right? They're going to keep the toll roads, and they're going to start playing around with putting a mileage tax on you.
That's crazy.
So you're going to get
on top of registration too.
Yeah, on top of registration and all that shit. You still have to get your vehicle inspected, and you're going to get taxed for how many miles you drive.
So they're trying to stop people from driving.
I think it has something to do with electric vehicles, but everybody's going to get taxed for it.
Yeah.
Because electric vehicles, they're not paying a gas tax. So government's losing out on money on that shit. So you got to tax the mileage instead of the fuel, but the fuel's still being taxed. So now the people who drive gas jobs, they're getting double taxed on that.
Not only that, our fuel's taxed the highest in the country.
It is. Pennsylvania's the highest gas tax rate in the country. Plus, then you got the rural citizens that drive farther to work than someone living in a city.
Yep.
Granted, you might be in traffic for quite a while because, you know, you got a lot of people there. But, like, I have to drive myself 15 minutes or so to work. Justin was driving, what, 40 minutes? 40 minutes?
45.
I drive 30 minutes to work.
Which
I know the gym isn't a requirement, but I drive 40 minutes to my gym every day.
Yeah.
So... That's a lot of driving, dude.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely insane. And then the other thing I was going to hit on is legalizing marijuana. Like, they're looking for their tax money. Like, they tax cigarettes as it is.
Yeah.
You legalize marijuana and then you tax that.
Look at all the states that have it legalized. They're fucking rolling in it.
I was going to say, Jared,
Colorado's giving tax money back to their residents.
Jared, is there any way you can look up how much revenue Colorado made the first year that it had marijuana legalized?
How much
they made on taxes from that? Because I feel like it was like a million or a billion. I can't remember the number. It was a big number. They made a lot of money in their taxes with the first year they legalized marijuana. And I think marijuana should be legalized because I don't think it's anywhere near as bad as alcohol.
Absolutely.
And it has the reason it's not, though, is because it has medicinal benefits.
Yeah. It'd be considered a medicine.
So let's see. Since 2012, when Colorado passed Amendment 64 to legalize recreational marijuana, the state has surpassed $10 billion in total sales.
It's a billion a year.
That's just marijuana.
That's not the tax revenue. That's just total sales, right?
Set records, won $187.5 million. Let's see. During the last 6 years, the state has collected over $1.6 billion just at the state level in taxes and fee revenues.
Do you know?
Because they're charging people to grow it. They're charging the dispensaries to operate and be able to sell it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ohio, that's where I'm from. Is Ohio. We had a vote to legalize it, but the way it got turned down because of the way they were trying to monopolize it, they could only have 2 or 3 growers in the whole state.
Oh.
And that's how they were trying to monopolize it, have those few people grow it, and they could charge as much as they want for it.
And now, more than likely, they would have been state-run operations.
Yeah, but
they only expected the first $40 million or 90% to go to go into capital construction grant programs. So definitely did not expect over $1 billion coming from marijuana tax.
But now Ohio is only medical marijuana.
Imagine all the other taxes they could drop, lower, get rid of.
No, they wouldn't. They're greedy.
That's the point I was going to get. But that's how they imagine all they could drop.
How they could use the seller. Hey, we're going to pay all this stuff. We're not really, but we could say we are.
And that's been the downfall of mankind for all of forever, man. Greed takes down everything. And it's crazy to me because my mindset is I don't understand the desire for power. I have a desire to be left the fuck alone. Same. I want to be able to do what I want as long as I'm not harming anyone. Same goes for anyone. Like, I want people to be able to do what they want as long as they're not harming anybody. And just live your life, man.
Yeah.
I see Nugget agrees.
He does.
But seriously, why do people have this hunger for power? Like, you have the four richest people in the world basically own the top five or six companies in the world, which basically run everything.
Yeah.
Why is Google owned
so much?
Yep. I just don't understand the desire for power. What do you want control over? Is this some kind of egotistical fucking thing here? Like, what do you get out of this?
Yeah.
For trying to control the population. That's why I don't understand countries like North Korea.
Yeah.
Where he cuts every citizen off from the rest of the world, makes everyone else out to be these horrible people. Like, have you ever listened to Joe Rogan?
Yeah, I love Joe Rogan.
Did you listen to the episode he had the North Korea defector girl on?
I don't know if I have.
That is the single best episode I've ever listened to. I cannot remember for the life of me what her name was. But she told her story and how she got out of North Korea. And I just don't understand why someone would want to control people like to that extent.
Yeah.
I really don't understand that. I don't understand the control aspect because, like I said, in my mind, it's just I want to be left alone to do my own thing. I don't care what someone else does. I don't need to control what they do. If it's not affecting me, what do I care?
Yeah.
And my wife said that episode was gut-wrenching. It was. I don't know how many people listened to that entire episode, but if you haven't, you should.
You have to check it out.
So here's a short clip of it.
Yeah, let me see her face.
It's
and see if I remember.
Yeon Mi Park.
You were 13 when you and your family. Was it you and your mother?
This is somewhat newer, isn't it? This is a newer studio.
So the hospital, right? Initially, my sister and I was nice.
I think it's from early this year.
North Koreans, they when you are escaping, of course we don't have phones. We don't have a map. We don't know what the outside would look like.
Right.
Luckily, I was living in this border town of North Korea by then. So at night, you know, if you see the satellite photo of North Korea, it is literally the darkest place on Earth.
Yes.
We don't have electricity. So I was seeing these lights coming from China. So I thought, like, if I go where the lights were, we would be finding some bowl of rice. So her friend, and she left me a note while I was in the hospital and got removing my appendix. And then as soon as I got out of the hospital, I found a note. And initially, my mom and I went to look for sister where she went. But when we found the lady, she told me that she could help me to go to China.
Which isn't much better.
Yeah,
it's just China's not much better than North
Korea. Well, as she went on in that, they got caught in China and sent back to North Korea.
Damn, so she had to escape again?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I'm telling you, if you have not heard that episode, go to the Joe Rogan Experience, find that episode with her, and listen to it. It is long, as all his episodes are.
Yeah.
But it's well worth a listen. It will give you a different outlook on what this world is really capable of, which is another thing, man. It really kills me when I hear people, Americans, talk about how much they hate this country or how this is not the best country in the world.
I'm not gonna lie, Americans have became soft. Like, you're so spoiled rotten, dude.
Yep.
And be happy about it.
Yep. It drives me nuts when they say they hate it. I'll never understand it because While you might think there are some policies being implemented in other parts of the world, in other countries, and you might see it as successful, That's one thing. But listen, like you said, man, Americans are spoiled. We might not see it. I see it. I see it. But yeah. The people who trash on America, the Americans that trash on America and say we're not the best country in the world, y'all don't see it. The rest of the world sees it.
They don't see it because they're the most spoiled.
Yes. The rest of the world sees how soft we're getting. The rest of the world makes fun of us for that kind of shit.
Cross the ocean on a raft just to get to America? Like, that's how bad it is that you will go in like shark infested waters across an entire ocean. We're not talking about a river, an entire ocean to get to America because your situation's that bad.
Yep. 110%. I wish people would appreciate it more.
I mean, by the thousands, they're coming across the border down south. They're not coming here because they think it's shit.
The biggest thing that people don't understand about this country is the first two amendments that we have, and they're the two most important: your right to free speech and your right to bear arms.
Yeah.
That if you didn't have number two, you wouldn't have number one. You look at the rest of the world right now. Speech is becoming a thing that you can be arrested for. Countries are putting into place laws that you can be arrested if you call someone by the wrong pronoun.
Canada.
I didn't know that. Exactly. That's wild.
Canada. And I think England. I think the one video I saw, a guy in England was being arrested for something he shared on Facebook that was shared by someone else.
Now, I'm all for respecting people. Whatever you want to do it yourself. But if I make a mistake and say something, I shouldn't have to go to jail for that.
Right. But at the same time, sticks and stones, man. That's what we were taught when we were kids.
You can't not want to talk to people at all.
Exactly. You can't tell someone they have to respect you. They have to accept you. That's where I think our world is going wrong right now. Not so much the world, but the country and some other parts of the world. That's where we're going wrong, is we feel like everybody has to like us and everybody has to respect us and that everyone has to accept us. You don't. The only people that you should care about accepting you and respecting you are the people in your circle.
Yeah, I agree.
This was never a thing before social media. Like back in the 90s when I was growing up, man, I knew the kids in my neighborhood. I knew the kids in my town. I hung out with who I hung out with. There were people that didn't like me for one reason or another. And I don't understand, because I was always a nice person. I always treated people well, but they didn't like me. And so be it, whatever. They didn't like me, I'm not hanging out with them. I don't need them to like me. I don't need to call the cops because someone called me a name. And that's the point we're getting to in our society. And it's absolutely ridiculous. I don't understand.
Just temper tantrums, dude.
It really is. And,
Mike Tyson said it best. I forget the exact words he used, but people got too comfortable being able to say whatever they want on social media and just get away with it.
Yes, that's getting punched in the face.
Yeah, that is the line, yeah. Because when you're met with that fear, I might get beat up, you don't really say these crazy things.
Yeah.
You kind of think twice about it.
Yep. Yeah, and that we had, if you guys go back and listen to episode 43 of the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts podcast, it's called Technology. We kind of talked about how technology is going to be our downfall, and it's kind of the whole social media experiment you want to say it's good, but for the simple fact that you can keep up with family members and friends and you can network and you can promote businesses and all that good stuff, but at the same point in time, man, social media is a disease.
It's evil, dude.
Bad. It's like, all
as much as good as you can do with it, it's a lot evil.
Yeah, it really is.
Everybody's a keyboard warrior.
Yep.
Yeah.
And same as you, Jake. It's I will be nice to anybody until I'm given a reason not to be.
Yep.
I don't care what people do with their lives. You do you, as long as you're happy and not harming anyone, whatever. I'm not gonna say a word to you about anything. I don't care. Do whatever you want, and I will treat you right. But the minute you cross that line and start doing something where you're going to harm someone mentally or physically, like literally cause them harm, that's where I draw the line.
Yeah.
And I don't think that name calling deserves punishment by jailing. That's absurd.
I mean, whatever happened to sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me.
Exactly. Let's bring that back. That was actually one of my stream titles a few weeks ago. Like, let's bring back sticks and stones. For real.
Where the fuck did that saying go?
I don't know. We're built different.
Yeah,
our generation is a little different. It's ended. It's over.
Which reminds me of, I'm sure you heard it before, but pretty much the saying goes, hard times make hard men. Hard men make soft times or whatever. But you know the whole spiel, basically. Yeah.
Easy times and easy times make soft men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Soft men make hard times.
That's what we're in now. We're in cyclical. Those hard times because it's soft.
I don't even think we've hit the hard times yet. I think we're in the soft.
We might be getting there. We might be getting there.
Here's another scary statistic is if you study history, I don't know the exact number, but I feel like it's
250 years.
Yeah, 200 to 250 years, every great civilization falls. That's how long these great civilizations lasted. Huh. America, 1776.
Coincidence?
We got timeline four years.
Kids. Yeah.
So if y'all ain't in shape now, if y'all ain't ready to defend yourselves now, get ready.
Dude, I'm ready for the apocalypse. Something's
gonna shit's gonna hit the fan eventually here. I'm definitely worried about that.
It's brewing.
Dude, this is my favorite part about podcasting, man. We started with boxing because Jake's a boxer. Yeah. And then we just roll to ghost stories and we roll into this shit. I like it. This is my favorite
part. Now we're in the apocalypse. What's your favorite apocalypse? Would you be good in a zombie apocalypse?
Zombie apocalypse. I want to say yeah, but at the same time, I'm slow.
Yep.
Like I'm slow. Yeah, I don't know. My kids are old enough now. There wouldn't be so much crying. Like you watch these zombie shows and the people with the babies, you're like, oh my God, you're going to die.
Yeah.
Because the baby doesn't know. The baby's going to cry. It's going to give away your position.
Before I had kids, I wanted zombie apocalypse. That guy. I was like, dude, yes, this is amazing. Having kids, because now I'm not just responsible for me, I got to look out for them.
Yeah.
That makes things scary.
A lot harder. Have you ever watched the show Revolution?
Never heard of it.
So it only lasted two seasons. I think it should have had more because I think it was a really good show. I can't remember what service I saw it on. It might have been on Hulu, but we watched it years ago. It's called Revolution. It's an apocalyptic type show. Something happens where it takes away all the electricity in the world and they cannot create electricity. Can't figure out how. So they spend the whole show trying to survive and then figure out what went wrong. Very neat concept. Yes, okay. That one. Very, very, very cool show. And I wish
Prime
that
video.
It was that on?
Is that on Prime now? I think I watched it on. I watched Amazon it on Prime. Service, okay. But it was a really good show, and I wish it got more time.
Okay.
Alex says that she thought it was on Netflix, but yeah, we watched it a long ass time ago. Might be time to rewatch it though, because I thought it was really
never
good.
Heard of it.
So have you watched Breaking Bad?
Yes.
Pollos Hermanos. That the chicken store,
yep.
The owner of that is one of the lead characters in it.
Nice.
Yeah, he's not the good character.
He never is.
Nope. Of course not. Of course.
He plays such a good villain.
Yeah, he does.
Yes, he does.
But yeah, man, I had fun.
I think this all crazy times started with Harambe dying. The same.
Fucking Harambe, man. God damn it.
I seen that gorilla in real life. It's from Cincinnati.
Yeah, Cincinnati
That's
Zoo.
True,
right?
Yeah.
I will say, as much praise as Harambe gets, he wasn't very innocent. I once seen him smack a female gorilla. Just saying. He was no saint.
That damn sexist. Oh, man. All right. Well, dude, I had a lot of fun tonight. I had a great time listening to your stories, getting your perspective on things and Nugget's perspective on things. Make sure you tell Nugget we said thank you. Make sure you tell him we said thank you.
You're that Nugget.
Everybody, thank you guys. I really appreciate everybody tuning in. I appreciate everybody who has purchased something through the merch store. You guys are going to help us out tremendously, getting some new equipment, providing better content for all of you.
Nice, just saying.
What's that?
The Tumblr looks nice. Oh,
yes, it's gorgeous, man. You guys can get yours. All you got to do is visit streamlabs.com/NDT podcast/merch. Check out the merch store. If you have any suggestions on something that we can throw in there, let us know. If you guys want to...
I have a suggestion.
Yeah, what's that?
Because you have that badge, right? Symbol. Mm-hmm. Streamlabs now has patches.
Ooh, patches.
You have little patches that you have. Like put them on like a jacket or whatever.
Well, that's not a bad idea. That's pretty dope. Guys, don't forget to head on over to Fun Boxing on YouTube as well.
Yo, let's get those numbers up. That's what I'm waiting on.
Let's boost his numbers up. He wants to fight Jake Paul, I heard him say.
I would love he outweighs me, but again, I'll wear ankle weights for that again. I still do it.
How much what's he fight at right now?
I think him and Silva are supposed to fight at 180.
I was gonna say Silva was a middleweight, was he not?
I believe so.
I think
he fought light heavyweight too.
Yeah, he did. I think he did a few fights. 205. Not much.
I think he had the 205 title.
Huh.
He could have, but it wasn't his normal weight class. But either way, what I did want to say is I think if Jake Paul wins, then you know it's rigged. I'm sorry. I don't think he can. I know Silva's getting up there in age, but I don't think that he's going to outclass a guy who's been doing this his entire life.
47.
Okay, my prediction. If the only way that Jake can win, other than being rigged, the only way is Silva's getting older. His chin's not there. So if he gets overconfident, like he's toying with Jake, and he gets overconfident and slips up, and Jake gets that one lucky hit. If he don't get that one lucky hit, he's not.
Silva's a smart man. He's done that once before and got caught. Yeah.
I was gonna say, do you remember the name of that guy that he did that to? It was the young guy, the up and comer, and then broke his leg against him the rematch.
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna happen. But if Jake's gonna win, legit win, that's the only way he can win. Is if Silva gets too cocky.
Yeah, Silva's not sticking his head out like that.
Yeah,
nope.
But all right, we're going to wind down. Is there anything else that you want to promote?
One more. Hold up. One more? Hold the fuck up.
Oh, damn. Okay.
So I saw something yesterday. I don't even know what fucking day it is. Mayweather McGregor 2.
I've heard rumors about
that. Mayweather said it's happening.
McGregor's broke, huh? McGregor's broke and needs some money, and Mayweather's like... I love money. Sure, let's go.
Mayweather's been taking a lot of weird fights lately. Like he...
Is he owe a bookie or something?
I think he is running out of money. Like he took...
He had so damn much money and he was supposedly good with it.
He blows it all, dude. He blows it all, I think. He had that fight in China. I believe it was China. I want to say Hong Kong. I don't know. Against that kickboxer, which was ridiculous. Like he beat that guy. Like the kid, he is a kid, basically. Like, I think he's like 18 or something like that. Beat the shit out of him. Then he fought Logan Paul. And then he fought this guy in Peru who he was younger than Floyd, but he looked like he has twice the age of Floyd. And Floyd knocked him out. Which that shows how bad, because Floyd hasn't knocked somebody out in 12 years. So you can tell the competition
They gave him, a TKO against McGregor?
That is true. Yep, I forgot about that. TKO McGregor. Which I do think a lot of people say that McGregor could kept going. Mayweather
You watch a lot of his fights before that. He does the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, he had more left.
Yeah. But I don't think he's going to win, though, unfortunately. Because Floyd was going to keep his distance.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Look at right there that Jared just got for us.
Wait, I want to go out.
I want to go out there this weekend and have fun against, what's the name? Asakura. Then I have another exhibition, Dubai, in November, and me and Conor McGregor in 2023.
Okay. I'll watch it.
Of course. I think McGregor's a little better as a boxer than people give him credit for.
Yeah.
But who knows at this point?
I honestly don't want to see McGregor back in the octagon because I don't know how that ankle could heal up right. Yeah. You see his last fight?
No.
No.
against Dustin, he is like the Anderson Silva break, but it is his ankle. His ankle, like, I think people said that it was compromised before the fight and just it completely snapped mid-fight. He kicked and then he went to step down on it and it just flopped.
I did see it. Yep.
Yeah.
That's like that's as bad as the Anderson Silva kick to the shin.
Oh, dude, that
made me cringe so bad.
I'm no wrestler. I don't have no ground game. That's why I box. But I would never get into MMA because I've seen too many stuff where the leg snaps. Not me. Couldn't do it.
Yeah, I don't know how people do that.
That's
crazy. Better than me though. Better than me.
And that Silva one that happened, that was like 30 seconds in. That wasn't long into the fight.
You know what's ridiculous? No,
the crazy thing was he wasn't kicking. He was defending a kick.
Yep.
Well, I remember
Silva broke on a kick.
It was on a kick. But I remember
I've seen somebody.
No, because you watched his leg wrap around the other guy's leg.
Right before that happened, I remembered saying, God, I don't know how these guys can kick each other in the shins like that. That I would be afraid of my fucking leg snapping. And I kid you not, 30 seconds later, his fucking leg folded in half.
Yeah, didn't Silva broke that again, and that might have been when he was defending it.
I've seen a video of a guy doing that.
Silva, where is a defense? Like he checked the kick, and then he stepped down with his leg, and it folded.
That I think that was a different fight, but the one that we're thinking of was definitely on a kick.
Yeah, he definitely kicked
and he brought it back and it folded. Because he was doing the leg kicks because. That's the fight because he got embarrassed the last time and got knocked out because he was cocky. Yeah. He took this one a lot more serious. And he was going for all the checks. He was trying to push. And he kept kicking him in the leg. He was trying to wear him down so that he couldn't do the shit he did in the last fight. And just went too hard. I couldn't, man. Oh. These people are crazy.
Listen, even if I wasn't, man, I'm not kicking nobody, dude. Unless it's like a Spartan kick, I'm not kicking no leg kicks.
Yeah. But all right, man. I think we're gonna wrap it for tonight. Right.
Sounds good.
Anything else you want to promote before we head out?
Other than that, I'm streaming tomorrow on Twitch. Besides that, that's all I got going on. I might be fighting. I'm signed up. I don't have an opponent yet. November.
Nice. And that'll be on your Fun Boxing channel over there on YouTube?
Yep.
Okay, guys, on Twitch as well, if you want to check him out on Twitch, you can find him over at Fun, P-H-U-N-N, over on twitch.tv. So twitch.tv/fun with a P-H. You can check him out over there, all his gaming content and whatnot. Maybe someday he will get that Twitch boxing up and running. That would be nice to see.
If you know a streamer that wants to box, let me know.
Yeah. Absolutely. As always, As always, I like the way our conversations tend to unfold here on the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts podcast. It starts at one end of the spectrum and heads all the way over to the other end. Somehow we always end up on world news or current events or politics, but that's okay.
That's what I like about podcasts, where it's not a forced conversation. Like you have your topic, like your icebreaker, mm-hmm. and you just go from there.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. I'm having a great time with it. Anybody who's listening, if you guys want to join us on the show and have a conversation about anything, let us know. I really want to get our local community involved a little bit more. If you have a small business and you are local to us in the Northeast Pennsylvania area, please reach out to us. We can chat about your business and get you on here for a couple of good conversations, man. Like I said, we'll talk about anything and everything. We are not afraid to touch on any subject, any topic. So reach on out to us. Send us a message on any of the social media platforms, wherever you can find us. As always, this will be available on the audio versions as well on Spotify, Apple, Google, everywhere you listen. So, guys, we thank you for listening to us. Again, thank you to everybody who has purchased something from the merch store. You are helping us grow, helping us improve. And we will see you next week, Saturday, at 3 o'clock Eastern time. When's the...
Hopefully my shit's set up by then.
Yeah, hopefully next Saturday. During the next episode, Justin will be live from his new abode with a nice new...
Or a move-in stream.
Ooh, baby.
That's like a lot of fucking work.
This is my favorite. This is going to be my favorite part about helping him move is helping him set up a nice, cozy area to go live from. So, guys, hopefully next week you check us out on all these platforms. You know where to
bring
find
your
us.
Tools too. We're gonna be putting together a desk.
Oh, beauty. Good. You need
one thing I like with streaming, but you can use it for yourself with this podcast. Like with this setup, I liked watching it grow over time. Like just more stuff inside here. Yep. You do that with your setup. Like you see the evolution of it.
That's your plan. Cool.
Yeah, my room's still kind of a storage room, but we're working on it. Someday I'll have a real studio.
One
you
day.
Know, when we blow up. Guys, don't forget to share everywhere you can, whether it's the audio version, video version, whatever it happens to be. If it's on Facebook or YouTube, please share it away for us. That is how we grow. We need your help to do so. Thank you, everybody, for listening and watching, and we will see you next Saturday, 3 p.m. Eastern. See y'all later.
Later.
See ya.
All right, y'all, it's the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast.